This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around the Coupon County. My guest on this weekend show is Kent Terrell, president of the Coal Country Sports Complex Foundation. Welcome to the show, Kent.
Oh, thank you, Rick.
We're going to discuss today the sports complex and youth soccer and various things that are identified with the complex. And first off, if you could just fill in the listeners on the complex, the history of it, and how big it is and so forth.
Back in the mid to late 90s, we all had young children that were starting to play soccer. And we seemed to be getting moved from place to place to have a facility to play. And one of the things that I and some of my friends decided to try to do was to develop a permanent site that we could develop on our own and help make sure that we had permanent sites for child and adult recreational opportunities and to try to continue to expand those opportunities. We worked on it for probably 4 or 5 years before the first thing we did was we developed a not-for-profit organization called the Coal Country Sports Complex Foundation. It is a 501c3. Anybody that donates to it can use it as a tax donation on their federal taxes. And we developed that in 2000. In 2005, after much negotiations, we ended up buying the old Little Dog coal mine. It was also called the Florida coal mine from the reclamation company that reclaimed it the first time, called the Sanchez Corporation out of Ohio. And that's a 64-acre complex. It has a nice sprawling area, a lot of even land to be able to develop soccer fields, which we have three at now. And we've worked real hard with the Department of Natural Resources to rehab it. We have what we think is a premier cross-country course as well. We have many more plans, which I'll talk about in a minute.
You mentioned soccer and the cross-country. Is there any other programs that go on there that are yearly or special?
Well, besides youth soccer and the high school soccer teams from the Gillespie Monolith Co-op, that would be both the boys and the girls high school soccer, we have 6 or 7 tournaments out there every year. We've had soccer skills training. We've had softball tournaments. There is some baseball practices going on, and we're getting ready very soon to develop, and hopefully this fall we're going to have some cross-country meets as well. In some of our future plans, we'd love to have, if you've heard of it, a golf frisbee course. And on the back end, where it's been redeveloped and looks just great now, is we hope to have a golf driving range at some point in time. So with the cross-country course there, we want to have a jogging course. And we do have people that jog out there as well. And hope to have a nice walking path for everybody, too. We also have an annual July 4th nice little extravaganza out there with food and games, and we usually have a softball tournament and music, and it culminates in, we've had a fireworks display for 5 years in a row now. We plan to keep that up for as long as we can keep it up, Rick.
This has taken quite some time, as you explained, to develop and things like that. I'm sure it takes a lot of volunteer work. Do you have a lot of volunteers, need more volunteers, or?
We have some volunteers, like any volunteer organization. It's hard to keep people, bring people on board that want to put in the extra time. I have a couple of families in particular. If it wasn't for Mark and Debbie Stewart and Patty and Dave Simplowski and Shauna Simplowski, I probably would have had a very difficult time to keep this going. But we could use a lot more help. And we are getting some help from the cross-country parents, because we helped fund them this year, the cross-country team, the Gillespie Monolith Co-op. And we do get some high school soccer parents. We do get some youth soccer parents. But there's a lot that goes into, we probably have 10, 15 cookouts at Harmon's. Everybody hears those advertised throughout the year. And then we have the soccer tournaments, and we have the July 4th festival. And we have a lot of things, but it does take a lot of manpower. And another thing that I do is write to foundations. And sometimes, people, organizations like Ameren, Illinois, or the Schmidt Foundation, or other organizations will help me out. It's never a big amount, but I'm still hoping for the big amount someday.
Now, when somebody utilizes this, other than, say, sports teams from the schools or something like that, do people, like, do you have a fee or something that helps generate funds, or how does that go?
No, we do not. It's basically a private public park. So we have people that bring their dogs out there. We have people that go out there and golf. We have people that go out there and jog. Every once in a while, you'll go by and you'll see somebody practicing baseball or softball. And no, it's just, it's open to the public. And we probably won't have a fee schedule. We don't see that in our foreseeable future. We would like to keep it inexpensive, and you don't get much more inexpensive than that. One of the things that we hope will bring in even more cooperation to help us raise money is on the east side of the complex. We've already developed a parking lot there. We have two nice sized parking lots now, but we want to have a softball baseball field there, primarily for practice and another way to expand our softball tournaments that we have out there. So no fees.
Now, you have upcoming a fundraising event. It's to help primarily youth soccer. And if you want to tell us about the trivia night that's coming.
Yes, this is not new. would love to have 20 teams there. It's Saturday, March 5th at the Gillespie Civic Center downtown. It's right behind the fire department or city hall in downtown Gillespie, and it's doors open at 6, it starts at 7. It's our 13th annual fundraiser, trivia night, and it's a silent auction. It's a lot of fun. We have door prizes, we do heads and tails, if you've ever done that, you know. Basically, you flip a coin and people put their hands on their heads or their tail, and you stay in the game if you get it right, and somebody wins. So we do have a lot of good things. The silent auction's usually great. Cardinals tickets, hotel rooms, Sangamon Auditorium Theater Productions, symphonies, gift cards, restaurants. We have gas cards, cleaning supplies, and anything and everything you can just about imagine. So we do have a wonderful generosity from a lot of our businesses throughout the area. And it's a great night. It usually lasts about, 2.5 hours. And it is one of our bigger fundraisers. And I really could use volunteers, but I could really have a lot more tables. So what I'd love to see is people listen to this today and give me or Mark Stewart a call, and they can reserve a table, but they can show up that night too. If 10 teams show up that night, nobody will be more happy than me. The best way to reserve a table is just to call Mark Stewart or I, and my number is 217-839-3508. And Mark Stewart's number is 217-839-3498.
And I guess if anyone heard about us talking about volunteerism, or they think they might like to help out in some way, same number?
Same number, Kent. Taro, 217-839-3508. And Mark Stewart, 217-839-3498. And it goes without saying that if anybody would like to donate to our development, again, we're open to the public. We are not charging anything. It is basically all privately funded. We've been at this fundraising since 2000, and we have no plans to quit in the long-term future.
Ken Terrell, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thanks, Rick. Appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.